Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to talk to you guys about the sponsor of the Powers Old City Sports Network, Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program to get their beer shipped directly to your front door. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can use this. Make sure you guys spend $65 or more and use promo code OCSN in capital letters to get free shipping. Remember, $65 or more gets you free shipping using promo code OCSN in all caps. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week in the alley. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Flyers Alley. I'm your host, as always, Jesse Bell. I have a really, really special guest for everyone in the alley tonight. Everyone, welcome your Philadelphia Flyers national anthemist and questionably the most popular person in the city of Philadelphia, Lauren Hart. Thanks, Lauren.
Well, that's a good intro. Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, it's a real, real honor, real big honor to have you here. I've been looking forward to this since we linked up. I'm really excited for this, if you can't
tell. Oh, great. Me too.
Now, with us, you know, in Old City Sports Network, Flyers Alley, we are powered by Old City Sports Network and brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery in Media, Pennsylvania. You guys know how to do all that. I'm not going to get into that. That's the boring stuff. But yeah, I would just want to jump into this immediately and just talk to you about how you started. I like to do this with all the interviews I do. How you started, where you got into singing, you know, even just the going to the stadium with your dad and everything like that, just from the absolute beginning, how the Flyers were at that time, how it felt for you, just lay it on me.
So, well, I've always known I wanted to sing. In second grade, the story goes, my chorus teacher asked if anyone wanted to take a solo, and I raised my hand, and I was completely the shyest kid in the class, and I don't know why I raised my hand because I wasn't even sure at that point. I'm like, do I sing? I think I do. But I volunteered for it, and then later that afternoon, my teacher called my mom and said, did you know your daughter can sing? And my mom said, yeah, we do know. We do know. And I just kind of, when I sang that day, I was like, that's what I'm doing. I knew so young at such an early age. And, you know, going to games with my dad, just the best, you know, like magic childhood, honestly. I was just so proud to be his kid and to just go behind the scenes and to see all the players and to watch the games. And it was just all very exciting to me because it's, you know, it's entertainment and there was lights and music and all this stuff going on. It was fast and furious. And I just fell in love with it right away for many, many reasons. And one of the first things I did notice was that hockey, usually each team has their person, their anthem singer. And so growing up, I was like, Dad, you know, can you hook me up? Get me that gig or something? But it just never really was my time. I think when I was really young, Mike Keenan was there and they had somebody that was singing pretty regularly or regularly. So they kind of didn't mess with that. You know, they kind of, once they pick and they're going with somebody, they don't mess with it. So I had seen, I think, Andrea McCardle do it. And then a talented woman now, she was a girl then, Erica Gagliardi did it. And I hope he forgives me. And I'm just drawing a blank right now on the name, but very distinguished gentleman, wore a tuxedo and can't remember his name. It'll come to me during during this whole thing. But, you know, it just really never was my time to do it. I got to fill in a few times when I was in like junior high, probably somebody couldn't do it. Yeah. So, and those videos are out there circulating and they're pretty funny, but I did get to do it a few times back in the old spectrum. But I really didn't start doing it until many, many years later. And I had already had like a pretty established music career. So when I came back to Philly, the idea of doing that anthem wasn't really on the radar. But what was on the radar was I always loved hockey. And, you know, any chance that I could be spending time with my family or my dad, that was it. I loved it.
Is now you said that you did it at the Spectrum and now obviously at the Wells Fargo Center. Is there a difference between, you know, the acoustics between the two? I can imagine the acoustics in the Spectrum were a little bit on the lower end than probably the Wells Fargo now, correct? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, audio has just gotten so much better and so much more sophisticated. So maybe a little bit more lo-fi back in the day, but still really great, but not the sound that, you know, we get now, because we know so much more. We're so good at it now at this point. So, yeah.
I did mention there are going to be some people that comment on the live, and one of them was actually my daughter upstairs. Say hello, and would love to meet you. Hello.
Hi, Charlotte, right?
Charlotte, yeah. Yeah.
Charlotte.
That's my oldest.
Hi, Charlotte.
Yeah. She's a bit of a singer. She dances and does that acro, but I told her that I was
my girl.
Gonna have you down here, and she loves that. So
I
didn't want to ask you too many questions about the franchise because, you know, it just it could go either way, go positive or negatively. But the one thing that I do want to ask you, the only thing I'll ask you about the franchise, about their play or whatever, has to do with do you think that the family aspect is returning or is back now that Danny B and Jonesy are here, kind of how it was with Ed Snyder? I had Lindy on. We've grown kind of close over the past year, and she, I feel, is really, really into what's happening now and approves of that. Is that something that you would say would be in going for as well, that it's in a more family aspect of, like it used to be?
I 100% agree. And Lindy is my sister. I love her dearly. And so we're kind of going to be on the same page with this one, but that family atmosphere is definitely back. You come in, people are smiling in the hallways. People say, hey, players say hi, you know, like there's just a good vibe. And that goes, that starts with the players themselves, to people like me and game day people that help make this all happen, to, you know, people who are serving food and who are, you know, keeping up with security and who are ushers for the sections. Everybody is feeling better. And that really is a testament to what they've done, and very quickly. And I think it's just, sometimes it's just, as simple as making people remember, hey, you matter. You know, you're not the number one goal scorer on the ice, but you still matter, and you matter, and you matter, and you matter. And I think it's really like, that's what you have to do. And that makes it so much easier when times are tough to stay together. You know, when everything is kind of disjointed and fitting into boxes and is linear, then that's what you get out of it. So I have nothing but massive respect for both Danny and for Keith and for Dan Hilferty, who, man, just took this by the reins. And I'm going to say, I didn't know anything about him. I heard another CEO was coming and chairman, and I was like, oh no, who is this? You know, who's it going to be? Because, you know, kind of, you know, if you, the regular person thinks of corporate or CEOs or anything, you tend to have a vision of who that might be. And let me tell you that Dan is a Flyers fan to his core. That man was watching games in the Spectrum, and I watched him all summer go to Ocean City and to meet people. And he's out at Snyder youth hockey events, and he's at golf tournaments, and he's at, you know, street parties. And, you know, he really cares. I mean, he's running this massive thing, and he's brilliant and able to do that. But also, he really cares, and he really thinks it's important that the fans are heard and the fans are recognized and respected, and not just, you know, expected to show up for and pay money for seats just because.
Right.
You know, he's already built up a ton of goodwill, ton of goodwill.
I remember when me and Lindy, well, I did bring her on, and I think she was hinting at, obviously we, us and Flyers Alley and Old City, we wanted her involved somehow. Just in there. And she was hinting at me, hey, you know, maybe. And she did say something about like, hey, you know, I would bring Riley Cote, get him involved and such. And she did hint that, you know what they need? They need a guy with money, and they need a fan, but an actual fan and someone that cares.
Yeah.
And now that they have Dan Hilferty, like, I mean, I've seen nothing but that. I mean, the guy, especially with the thing that just happened with Torts last week with him, you know, and him stepping right up to the plate and being like, yep, I don't care. We're paying that. He's our guy. That's in cases Philadelphia, like that's how Philly is. So I'm in with it.
He had his back right away, you know, and bringing up Lindy, she just posted something. She and I were taking a picture of, with Torts and his wife at the carnival, and she had posted something. Doesn't it feel like Torts was meant to be here all along? He's so our kind of guy. And he really is. He really gets, you know, fans, and he really has that attitude, that like, attitude. And, you know, we talked about Ed Snyder, and he was mentioning to his daughter, Lindy, that he had wished he had known him and the time had the timing been different, but that he had heard what a great guy and great man he was and what terrific things he had done here in the city. And so he's in tune with that. And, you know, I just think they have a lot of pieces in place for us fans and the family, which includes all of us, to have a good ride for a good long time now. So I'm like so excited. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely looking, we've had some dark years.
Yeah.
And how fast it has happened. I mean, the family aspect, and you can see it. But just with the team turning it around and doing as good as they are doing now, and you know, everything's coming full circle, which is great. We do have a comment down here from Brandon Paul. Hey, Lauren, do you have any favorite memories of Ed Snyder?
Oh man, I have so many favorite memories. You know, I absolutely loved him. Growing up, didn't really know him because I was somebody's kid and not really involved in everything. And so I looked at him with like, oh my God, that's Ed Snyder, you know? And as the years went by and I come to work with the team, I got to know him as an adult and as a friend. And, you know, he was always in my corner 100% when he didn't even have to be, but he was there. And, you know, I lost my dad, and, you know, of all the people that could have been there, it was him, you know. And he sort of like, he really took me under his wing and made sure that I felt loved and protected there, and really kind of just brought me into the fold, hugged me even tighter, if you know what I mean. And like, you know, I love him. And my favorite memories were going to playoff games with him, because I said to him, I said, you know, if there's ever an extra seat on your plane and you need someone to go, I think it should be me. I'm good luck. And he looked at me and he's like, you know what? You're right. And so I ended up going to all the travel playoff games with him and his girlfriend and the doctors and the executives, and just having, you know, it was either the greatest night of your life or the worst night of your life, depending on what happened at the game. I'll tell you, going to Boston for a playoff game where we were down 3-0 in the series, and we come back, you know, last minute of the third period to score 3 goals, 4 goals and win this game and go on. And everybody knows the series that we're talking about, where we mounted that like incredible comeback. Getting on the plane with him and just seeing his absolute like joy and just happiness. He was like a kid, you know? And I was like, you know what? That's why people love him. That's why he's so good at this. And that's why he has built the team the way that he has, because his passion for it, his exuberance, it was just so honest and so real. And he was like, you know, a lot of people, you know, that worked closely or, you know, worked with him were like, you know, he could be intense. And sometimes people were as in business were afraid of him, maybe like, oh, he's walking down the hallway after a loss. People were like clearing out of the way, you know, but I knew him as just like, just a softy and like just the coolest guy. And, you know, I really, really, really miss him a lot. I really miss him a lot, but have many great memories with him. So.
You never really hear a bad story though. So, I mean, I have a bracelet from the one night. I think it still lights up. It was just everything about that man is legendary. And I personally, yeah. You know, I'm pretty in tune with a lot of the stuff that goes with the league, but I feel like that story hasn't been told enough. Just how it happened, how, you know, obviously the Broad Street Bullies, that's talked about a lot, but just the whole story about how the Flyers came to be, how they got their name, how they, there's everything mm-hmm. under the sun about the Flyers. I feel like it's just not talked about enough.
Yeah. And I just saw, you know, just watching, but I think within the hockey community, I was watching NHL Network and they were talking about Wayne Simmons' return for this April 13th game. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Weeks was saying, you know, during one of the first outdoor games, I guess that we had played, Ed pulled him aside and said, "See that kid?" He's like, "I love that kid. That kid is going to be amazing. He wow. is a Flyer." And he was talking about Wayne Simmons. And what Kevin was saying was the same thing that I just said. You know, his enthusiasm, his heart for it was like all in. And once he had mentioned Ed's name, everybody on the panel said, "Oh, Ed Snyder. Oh, of course, the founder. He built this great, you know, organization." So, you know, in the hockey community, he's revered and rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did just bring up the one thing that I didn't have about the Wayne Simmons coming back for the one game. And that's yeah. another thing with, you know, is – that's another thing in the family aspect of,
yeah.
you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, when he kind of hinted, he said he's done, but it wasn't official. Yeah. You know, all of us were saying he has to come back and sign with the Flyers for yes. one day. And yes. then it didn't happen. And we were waiting and waiting. And then finally, I mean, even the day that he was traded was one of the most devastating days in Philadelphia Flyers history. So, I mean,
it was for me. I mean, I'm a huge Wayne Simmons fan. He just exemplified what a Flyer should be. He was grit and heart, and he wasn't afraid to do what needed to be done. And he was talented, you know, and he was a great spirit and a great guy. And, you know, I really was sad to see him go, and I'm just so excited. I hope he brings the house down when he comes back, because it's really well-deserved.
It's good. Oh, it's going to be amazing. My wife hasn't watched, she's watched some games, but she hasn't been a Flyers fan anymore until since Wayne Simmons has been gone. The jersey's hanging on the wall. She just won't.
Yeah.
You know, it's players like him are, and it's wild, especially from us from Philadelphia. It's wild yeah. for us to hear other people in the league like, "Oh, the Broad Street Bullies," and that's the game changing and such. But it's not even just about that. It's just about the blue collar mentality that the city is and has. Mm-hmm. And that's why like now with the team right now, like Garnet Hathaway is a guy for yeah. me. He's a grinder. You know, he goes out there, Travis Konechny, yeah. like they do have those mm-hmm. guys right now. And I do feel like that role does still play an important part in the game. But
yeah.
times are changing, but you know.
Times are changing, but you know, I think there's always room for players like that, and there always will be room for players like that. It might not be the warring days of the Broad Street Bullies and the 70s, but right. you know, hockey is a physical game. People want to see it. I think they like it that way, and the skill level at the same time is gotten to such an insane level. We're seeing the greatest hockey players that have ever lived right now, right? All across the league. And so, yes, it's changing, but you still hear the guys that are kind of heart and soul guys, the Tkachuks and the Konechnys and you know, all those kind of guys. And they mean a lot because they're the guys that get everybody going when kind of things are slowing down, right? You know, you need that. You need those kind of people in the room. So, yeah.
Personally, I feel like when you do see those teams that are all speed and no, mm-hmm. you know, grit and such, I right. mean, it's boring hockey to me. I grew up, you know, not to get into the physicality or the fighting or anything, yeah. but the first time I ever saw, my dad took me to a Phantoms game at the Spectrum, and it was Frank Bialowis. And yeah. I had no idea. I was like, what is this? Like, what is mm-hmm. going on here? My older brother actually threw a soda onto the ice, and then we got kicked out in the first period. But Frank won the first period like he usually does. Yeah. And we actually linked up. We're pretty good friends now. That's when we started Flyers Alley, I couldn't remember who he was. Couldn't remember the name. I was like, I remember this guy I was obsessed with. I can't remember. And my dad was like, oh, it's Bialowis. And
Frank the Animal.
Derek Settlemeyer. Yes. Nasty hooked me up with him. And he's mm-hmm. they're both great guys. Both great guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So Colin asked, hey, Lauren, out of all the games you've sung for, is there one that sticks out as your favorite?
You know, honestly, there are so many that I'll just never forget. But I think the one, and that's really sentimental for me, was my dad, the year my dad was inducted into the Hall of Fame, opening night of that season, 97. Dad, they had called and said, would I sing, since it was like kind of like pregame honoring him, and would he walk me out on the ice? And he walked out there with me, and it was just such a surreal moment because this was totally his world, you know, and here I was kind of joining him in his world, and I was so nervous to make him proud, you know, to do a good job. And I just felt like there was a link between he and I, and that night was the night that started it. Really, because like I said, I had sung a few times before, scattered here and there, but that was really the first time that it was like, this might be the timing for this. And that is what started my sort of being with the team. And, you know, I had come off the ice that night, and they were like, hey, you should do this every night. And I thought, well, okay, I will, you know, and that was kind of it. But just getting out, you know, now after, you know, that we lost him, having that memory of us being together in the thing that he loved most together, it was just like, I'll never forget that. That's one of my greatest memories. So
that's real special. Absolutely.
Yeah.
To have that is amazing. I have to ask you that your first time ever doing it has to be absolutely nerve-wracking though, too. I mean,
horrifying. Still is horrifying. Still is horrifying.
You're like, not, you know, see him, like, people are staring at you. Like,
I, you know what it is? Initially, like we first do it, it is terrifying because there are so many people out there, right? It's just, that's everybody's natural fear to get up and speak in front of people or sing in front of people. But the intensity and the focus on this particular song is the scrutiny is like off the charts. You know, people want you to do it a certain way, and they want you to do it well, and they're waiting, not rooting me to fail, but you know, if you do happen to fail in those moments, it's not something you're not going to live down. So so that's pretty intense. And like I said, I wanted to make my dad proud. I wanted to make Ed proud, and everybody who was there that like was part of the Flyers family that believed me and wanted me to do that spot. So yeah. And people say all the time, I'm still nervous. And I kind of reframe it and say, okay, it's not nerves, it's adrenaline.
Right.
I frame it like it's adrenaline, and that keeps me focused and gets me going. But if you're not scared when you go out there, something is not right. If you're just thinking it's like, oh, that's the time where it's not going to work, you know? So I think you just always have to be, you know, kind of on the edge of your seat a little bit.
And, you know, being a musician like yourself, I obviously know that you did put a little bit of your own spin on the national anthem too. There's a little delay with the music, a little halftime going on there too. So, yeah. I mean, I remember hearing you. I cannot put a year on it. I can't do it. But your name was a household name in my house. Goosebumps every single time you sing the national anthem. So, I mean, everybody in the greater Philadelphia area absolutely loves you. And if anybody had, I would be shocked if anybody had a negative thing to say about you singing the national anthem.
Well, if they do, they can just keep it to themselves.
Yeah, this would be a perfectly good time to keep it to yourself.
Just keep it to yourself. Okay. I try my best.
It's always
No, but you know what? I think the part of singing it, you know, like I always, my dad gave me the advice, just go out and sing the song. He's like, don't try to mess with it. It's obviously me singing, so I sing a certain way. It's going to sound like me. The only thing I did really kind of change, and this was in tribute to Whitney Houston, who for me sang the greatest national anthem ever at the Super Bowl many years ago. And it was something that she did at the end of her performance. She had slowed down the very ending, and it was so dramatic and so patriotic and so uplifting. And that was the one thing I kind of changed. And, you know, I think most people are okay with it. I think a couple people may be like, well, that's not really how it goes, but you know, really it is. It's just, you know, giving it a little bit of space at the end and then not hopefully knocking it out of the park.
Those people can keep it to themselves, like you said.
Drama. Yeah.
Speaking of the national anthem, my favorite, everybody that knows me personally knows that Miracle is my favorite movie of all time. It's very, very patriotic. I mean, and it's hockey. Of course, it's the best. What was that like, having your national anthem in that?
You know, that was so incredible. It was kind of promoted by a friend of mine who knew the producers of this film. And they were all Penn guys who had gone to Penn. They'd since moved on to filmmaking careers and were doing all this cool stuff. But he was the one that had mentioned, hey, wouldn't it be cool to have Lauren Hart's anthem in the movie? It kind of be like a nice little aside and a little twist. And as soon as they asked, of course, I said, yes. Yeah. And I do remember going to the movie theater to see it and seeing like this overhead shot of Madison Square Garden. And I'm like singing and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in this movie. It was just like blowing my mind. And I could only think of, oh my gosh, if my dad were here, what would he think? You know, cause he grew up in New York City and he learned hockey going to games at Madison Square Garden. That's how he learned the game and decided he wanted to become a hockey announcer. So it was just really poetic for me in so many ways. And I'm really proud that I got to be part of that movie, because that is the best all-time hockey movie. Spirit, great, great win. Miracles, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's other better hockey movies. Well, not better, but there's other good hockey movies.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't have... I never knew that until a couple of days ago that you were in that. And that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. There are a lot of good hockey movies, but that one, I mean, that one was just like the ultimate, like USA positive, like fight from behind story. You know, it was very Disney-esque, you know. They're the classics, and there are other hockey movies that are good too. But that one I always felt was like, you know, the sort of essence of sports. You know, when a team who you don't think is going to be able to do something can come from behind, and, you know, regular guys can kind of get together and create and achieve this unbelievable thing, you know, something that just hadn't been done before. And it's such a great uplifting story. I mean, I like Slapshot too, but
never seen it. Never,
you've never seen Slapshot.
I know. I get it all.
Okay.
I know.
What's your favorite hockey movie?
My favorite hockey movie is Miracle.
Okay.
I can't get away from Herb Brooks. I have a signed Jimmy Craig USA jersey on my wall right now. My wife gave it to me for my birthday. I cried in the middle of the restaurant that we had that we were at dinner
that's
with.
That's awesome.
It's that movie for me is just so I can't even put words on it. I literally. Yeah. Whenever I'm just not, I put the movie, like my father puts on The Godfather, I put on Miracle.
Yeah. So,
no, I mean, honorable mentions too. I mean, I like that. Mystery Alaska is a good one. I just wish it was. Yeah. I wish it was a true story.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, Miracle does it for me 100%.
Yep. And I kind of like Youngblood because we had a player, Peter Zazzle, who was kind of a our superstar matinee idol for the Flyers at that time. And so that was such a big deal, you know, around the city and around the team. And yeah, that was kind of cool. Maybe not the best movie, but the best because he was in it.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm a big Goon fan. Everybody else, that's not a popular one for a lot of people, but you know, Goon's a good one.
I like Goon.
Yeah. My wife hates it.
Or not. Or not.
No, it's. I mean, yeah. if you like hockey and you're most Philadelphia fans, just I mean, I have the Doug Glatt jersey over there too.
Oh gosh, okay.
That's real.
Okay.
It's the type of hockey. Getting a little bit off of hockey though, just for a second. You did have songs in these shows though, and this was also another thing that I couldn't believe. That was it, A Party of Five, Joan of Arcadia, One Life to Live, and All My Children.
Melrose Place.
Melrose Place.
And a bunch of shows around that time. Like, that was early on where I had my first record deal and kind of like, it wasn't so popular at the time to put, or it was just starting to get popular to put original artists, you know, in these shows, use their music. And just started getting really more popular after I had done it. But yeah, those were really great opportunities to just be heard and to be part of things. And yeah, I did a lot of television, a lot of films that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. But that was a really cool, fun time.
Well, they were big ones in their time.
Yeah.
It was Party of Five. I mean,
yeah,
that's a big deal. Big deal.
Big stuff.
One of my co-hosts for Flyers, Allie, actually just commented and said the only version of God Bless America I listen to is Lauren Hart and Kate Smith.
Yeah.
We're big Kate Smith advocates in our network. And we actually, on our merch store, we have pint glasses and t-shirts with Kate Smith's picture on them. And we're big advocates for the Kate Smith statue, but obviously that's another story. I'm not going to get into that.
Well, you know, I think most people are, honestly. I don't think there's a lot of people that, I could be wrong, but in my experience of what the feedback that I get is that, you know, it was just a really unique thing we did at the time. No one had ever done anything like that in a hockey game. And she was such a, you know, an icon, for them, and sort of this storied, strange relationship, really, because she was an aging movie star and radio personality, and what, here she was standing at a hockey game, you know. And you know, I think she was concerned when she first did it, as far as the stories that I've been told, that, you know, how would people accept her, how would hockey fans what would they think her, would they like her? And she also had some reservations about doing it, but you know, Philly really embraced her. It coincided with this magnificent team that was, you know, just ready to blow through the stratosphere. And you know, people fell in love with it, you know. So when I got the chance to do it on the split screen, I was all in, and I thought it was magic from the first time we did it. And people feel a certain way about it or don't feel a certain way about it. But yeah, I think, you know, I think it was pretty amazing. I think it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that split is that collab was definitely definitely something. And you know, obviously it's actually odd though that, you know, so the Flyers, most franchises, when they see like the other one do something, they'll kind of try to mimic it a little bit and try to do something. Nobody ever tried.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has. And I'm not trying to pump your tires up.
No.
I don't think anybody has an anthem singer like we do. I feel like if you walk down the street of any other hockey city in America or United States and Canada, I don't know if they would actually oh, that's the person, so-and-so that sings the anthem. In Philadelphia, that would have 100% happened. I know it's happened.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Yeah. I wouldn't believe you. But
it did. And as a matter of fact, last week I was in Toronto with my son because he plays. And I was standing next to a parent of another player. And he looked at me and he's like, you know, this is a weird question. But he's like, are you Lauren Hart? Do you sing for the Flyers? And I said, yeah, I do. He's like, oh, my God, we love you up here because, you know, they show the anthems and, you know, Hockey Night in Canada and all that stuff. So, and I got to get a lot of good compliments from our Canadian friends that I sing the Canadian anthem to their liking. So I sing it proper. So they're very they were very happy with me. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Is
it more difficult to do than you,
no,
a little bit more pressured for, you know,
the O Canada is like a song and it's much easier to sing. It's much more just melodic and it flows. Whereas the national anthem is boom. And it's like, boom and get up there. It's much more aggressive and bombastic and all this crazy stuff. But you know, the Canadian anthem is just a pretty song, I think.
I think it's a pretty song. I definitely understand what you're saying. National anthem is more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explosions and rockets and.
Right. Right.
We're brave and free, and it's its own thing. It's cool in itself. You know, it lives in its own world. But that's just, I feel like the Canadian anthem, they are both patriotic.
Right.
But that's where the similarities end. You know, because they're just two different things. So I love when I get a chance to sing both of them, and I'm just twice as nervous. That's all.
Yeah, it makes sense. I honestly, this is what I do in front of people. I would never. We do some lives at like I said, our sponsor, Sterling Pig. Mm-hmm. But this is about as close to a million some people as I get. I would never be able to do it.
Yeah.
You were mentioning how you obviously you're travel with the team a little bit. Do you have a favorite city that you've been to?
Oh man.
I'm putting you on the spot or saying that someone else doesn't have a good city or anything.
But. No, there's so many good ones. Well, you know what I loved, and I just recently had been back there when I was a kid. My dad took me to up to Quebec City for the Quebec Nordiques games when I was little. And I just recently had revisited the city, and we don't have a team there now. Although they really should, but that's another story. And just like, what a beautiful, beautiful city. And just kind of like a kind of magical, perfect hockey city, you know, snow and castles and these great rivers and frozen lakes. And it's just, it's really, really cool. So I kind of partial to that.
They're also that city that I feel like, I mean, there's talks about, you know, I think Salt Lake City getting a team and maybe bringing Atlanta back. You gotta get a team back up in Quebec. I mean, the Nordiques, they had a cool logo. I mean,
it is
Canadian hockey when they were prominent. But I mean, even the older logos or older teams like the North Stars. I'm a huge fan of their old logo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get more teams in Canada for sure.
Well, and when I was just up there, if you walk down the street and you go in gift shops or whatever, it's Nordiques jerseys on sale now.
Oh, really?
So they still are all Nordiques. So yeah.
You gotta
know. And they have young minor teams and youth hockey that play Nordiques. So maybe they'll get one back there one day. They do have very cool jerseys though. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I like all the older jerseys anyway. Do you think the Flyers, maybe biased, I think the Flyers have one of the best jerseys, but there's some good ones in the league.
I think we have the best one too.
Yeah.
There are good ones. I like all the classic ones, you know. I like the original ones, and I like the original expansion teams, you know. Those are all very classic to me, and I kind of lean towards those guys.
Yeah, I actually was, when I was younger, I don't want to make any of the Flyers fans upset. I was a San Jose Sharks fan for a long time, solely because the shark, it was a cool logo.
Yeah.
I had like a little, one of those plastic lockers from the 90s that everybody had.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a San Jose Sharks one, and somehow I got my hands on Archis Urbay, their goalie from back in the 90s. I was meant to be a Sharks fan. Now, obviously, I'm older and I'm just, you know, I don't do that anymore. But yeah, that their logo is top notch.
Yeah, well, I'm strictly Flyers, but I will confess and admit that I do have a Kraken jersey, Seattle Kraken jersey, because I just thought it was like so cool. Yeah, I just thought it was such a cool idea and cool design. So,
yeah, the color scheme almost, it doesn't seem like it should go together, but it goes together well.
Right. You won't see me wearing it, of course, ever, but I like looking at it. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think I would wear the Sharks, and I don't think I have a jersey, but I don't think I would do that. No. Brandon Paul says he's looking forward to seeing you sing at the anthem when Simmons comes back into town, and that is absolutely going to be amazing.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. I am looking forward to that too. Like I said before, I'm a real huge Wayne Simmons fan on so many different levels, just as a player, as a human being, as a friend. You know, my kids. You know, I would take my kids with me when they were real little and walk them downstairs. And, you know, there's always an area where the guys are, you know, playing soccer or basketball or something, you know, to get warmed up and to keep things light and, you know, to get moving. And he was always always exceptional to the kids. And my kids looked up to him so much. They so loved him and just such a great role model. For young people, and the work that he's doing now and the work that he's continuing to do, you know, he's breaking ground, you know, and I love it. He's going to be an important part of hockey for a long time.
I obviously don't think this is going to happen, but think you should play one last game with the Flyers. Just saying.
I'm just saying, I put on some skates. Yep. Why not put on some skates? You know, if we're in the playoffs, if we've locked up our playoff spot, like,
ooh. Don't do that to me. Don't
come
do
on
that.
Now. Come on now. Don't come do on that. Now.
Yeah.
Anything can happen with this new group and new sort of way of doing things. Anything's possible, but just the fact that they are bringing him here and that he's going to retire as a Flyer just shows that they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. Yeah.
There were some comments that I made. So I have recently, when we emailed and we switched to that, I had to get off of Twitter. It's a very interesting place. But I did say at the beginning of the year on Twitter, I really feel like the Flyers are going to do a lot better than everybody says. And no one believed me. And here we are. And with that being said, what do you think of the team right now? Do you really think that, do you think it's, do you think we're playoff bound? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think what we've done with what we have is miraculous. Is so beyond expectations. They've entertained us all year and given us good games. They've given us reason to cheer. They've put fans back in seats. I love looking at our building full again and having all that excitement. And, you know, again, I think they're exemplifying what it means to be a Flyer, and they're all on board for it. And it means to just play hard, to be tough to play against. Torts has a system for them, and they're sticking to it. You know, we may not have, you know, I don't know, Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews on our team. But as a collective, these guys are tight. These guys are tight. And I always think, you know, I'm always of the thought that when athletes are young and they go into a situation, and I think sometimes they can play up. They can play, their game level plays up, you know, for rookies, you know, and I think Sam Ersson is a great example of that. He's really talented, you know, but he's a rookie, but he has come in there and he's taken this opportunity and he has leveled up, period. And I can say that for a few of our guys, Tyson Forster leveled up, you know, and just Morgan Frost is playing like the guy he should be playing like, and Owen Tippett. I mean, it's just the energy. It's a good vibe. And, you know, we're Philly and we're the underdogs and we like it that way. So we're going to just do the best we can. And I think this season has already been a win, period. And now I'm greedy because we have won so many games and we've sat in that third spot for so long that it really should belong to us. I don't want anyone else to take it. Those guys, even if it's a first round and not a win, those guys deserve to be in the playoffs. They earned it already from my playbook. So I'm just crossing my fingers. They get it over the finish line. And, you know, even if they don't, spectacular season. Never saw it coming.
I could not agree with you more about deserving to be in the playoffs. Yeah. I like I said, Miracle is my favorite movie of all time. Mm-hmm. When Herb Brooks said all-star teams fail because they solely rely on the player's actual talent, and then he didn't get the best guys, he got the right guys. And I really honestly think going on here. I mean, some of the things that Owen Tippett does, some of the things that Morgan Frost has been doing lately, and Travis Konecny, I mean, come on.
Well,
I mean,
Travis, yeah.
Come on. And Sam Ersin, I mean, a lot of talk is going, oh, you know, he may not be the guy. You forget he's a rookie still.
Yeah. He's doing dude, yeah, exactly. So, and I feel like when you are a rookie, you get a little extra magic sometimes. And I think the guys that, you know, have been doing it, I think are great. I love, you know, Bobby Brink. I'm a Brink fan. I think Brink's amazing. And yeah, I mean, sky's the limit as they add pieces to this puzzle. And it's really going to be really, really exciting to see where this goes.
Last question from the crowd. Eric Moore asks, have you ever sang the national anthem for any other Philly sports team? And if not, who would you do it for?
Hey, thanks, Eric. I have sung for the Phillies. I have sung for the Eagles. I've sung for the Sixers. I've sung for college basketball, Temple and Villanova. I don't do it a lot, but yeah, once in a while, I do the extra games, and it's always fun. I like to support all our Philly teams here. But, you know, I'm just Flyers girl. I'm orange and black. That's it. You know?
That's awesome.
Side trips every once in a while. Oh, no, but I've done, ironically, singing for the Flyers has led me to do that anthem everywhere at presidential inaugurations, in Monte Carlo for sports car races, like just really fun opportunities and things that, you know, you might not never be a part of if you weren't doing that. So it's kind of given me a lot of fun experiences, but like I said, my heart is in one place. So, and it's staying there till we bring that cup home. Come on. It can be done.
Between the people that we have on the team doing what they're doing and with, you know, you can say doubt from the beginning of the season. Now there's Danny Bede, Jonesy, Torts, you know, even the John LeClair putting him in there too. I mean, we have some substantial names here. I think it's time to make that march towards the cup, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Why not us? That's the question. Why not us? And you know what? The Flyers have provided, have set the stage for other players for this to be more of a destination in Philadelphia for other athletes to want to come to. We have something going on good here. And I think it will attract a different kinds of players. And I think that this team has as good a chance as anybody to go all the way. You know, it might not be right now, but I can see it happening for sure.
I would be 100% okay with a second round exit.
I'll let's get over into the playoffs and I'll be like,
yeah.
I'll rappel down the ceiling with Gritty for the anthem on that night.
Don't say that. People are watching.
I know. I'll be like, are you really doing it? Yes, I am. No, I don't think Gritty would like it. That's kind of his gig.
Yeah, he might not like that. He does. You know what? This was exactly what I was hoping it was going to be. Thank you so much for coming on. I've had you on here for almost an hour. I do have one question for you, and it is for, I guess, my daughter and other women that want to sing and get to that level, get to the level that you're at. I know she would love to do what you're doing. Any advice to any young girls and women out there that want to do what you do?
Okay, so two things, and this was the advice my dad gave me. So just always practice. Practice. Be prepared. So when you get that, Flyers tied up, TK with a goal. Yes. I'm trying. I have the game on like out of the right corner of my eye. So I did not want to be rude and be like peeking around the corner.
I did. No, I don't have it on at all. I'll rewatch it. But yeah, I got the guys.
But thank you, Kurt, for the update. But just to practice and to really know what you're doing. So for me, like, I still take voice lessons, and I sing the national anthem on the days that I'm not singing it. I sing it every day because it's just like, it just becomes muscle memory. So that way, when you do get a chance to do something, you're just so ready. So if you're singing and you want to sing, just know your stuff, know your craft, know your art. And the second part of it was wherever and whenever you have the chance to sing, do it. If it's at a high school play, is it at church? Is it at, you know, somebody's birthday party or backyard barbecue? All of it matters, and it's all important, because the more you do it, the better you are at it. And the more connections you make with people, the more comfortable you are. So that was my dad's advice, and I've always kept it. And I think those have been, you know, the two most important things that that you really can do, and be ready to persevere, because you're in it for the long haul. You know, we all want, you know, when you're singing, we all want those glorious moments and number one records and movies and all that stuff. But you have to look at it like you're going the distance, and you just find ways to sing and find ways to do the thing that you love to do. And if you can do that, and you don't have to have any other job but that, you win.
Yeah, that's great.
How I feel. Yeah.
Absolute great advice.
Yeah.
I'll pass that on to her. She wants to do that. She loves singing. She loves dancing. She loves acrobatics, and she's going through all of that stuff right now.
Yeah.
We're getting out of the frozen stage. I'll take acrobatics and dancing.
The frozen stage. Yes. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Been through that already. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on. Like I said, we got you on here for an hour. This was best interview I've ever done. If you will, maybe at the end of the season, when we'll see where we're at, we end the season, we'll bring you back on and maybe we'll bring you in on an actual episode and with the other guys and see how, you know, we do stuff like Beauty of the Week and, you know, talk about the game and all that, like the other podcasts do. So maybe bring you on there and get you in there.
That would be great. I'm a hockey nerd. I love it all.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for coming on. And everybody else, make sure you guys tune in on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. For our 21st episode of season 6 of Flyers Alley. And Lauren, again, thank you so much. And I swear the next time I do see you, I will say hello.
Please say hello.
I will say hello. Thanks so much.
All right.
Go Flyers. Hopefully we win tonight.
Go Flyers. Love you guys.
What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events, need a ticket app. Make sure you guys use SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek is where it's at. Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 get you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later.